டாக்டர், திஸ் இஸ் டிக்டேட்டிங் ஆன் ஹாலி ஸ்பீக்மென். தட்ஸ் HOLLY, ஹாலி ஸ்பீக்மென், SPEAKMAN, ஸ்பீக் மேன், ஸ்பீக்மென், எஸ் அஸ் இன் சாம், SPE அஸ் இன் பால், EAKMAN, ஸ்பீக்மென், ஹாலி, HOLLY. Date of birth is 8-19-1951. The date of visit, 2-18-22. Please make copy for Dr. James McDonnell, MCDONNELL, MD. Next line. Dear Jim, thank you for sending Holly Spickman for evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 71-year-old lady who has a history of dyspnea with activity. Also has a history of hypothyroidism and gastroesophageal reflux, and history for a hiatal hernia. The patient has no cough, but has some wheezing and denies any chest pains, but has reflux symptoms and has been treated for gastroparesis. She denied nausea or vomiting. The next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes a history of cancer of the upper lip in the 1980s, and had facial surgery. She had a tonsillectomy remotely. Also has been hit by lightning in the early 2000s and has nerve damage resulting in achiness and fatigue. And the patient has mixed hypolipidemia as well as hypothyroidism, and history for migraines. She has peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient denies history of smoking. No alcohol use. She worked as a property manager. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of congestive heart failure, mother had Alzheimer's and died at an elderly age. Next paragraph. Review of systems: the patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies cataracts. Does have cataracts, no glaucoma. She has vertigo and some hoarseness. And she has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And she has hay fever and wheezing and shortness of breath. Also has some abdominal discomfort, nausea, and heartburn. And rectal bleeding, as well as constipation. She has arm pain and calf muscle pains and leg swelling. She has depression and easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headache and numbness of the extremities and memory loss. Next, med list included duloxetine, 60 milligrams daily, and gabapentin, 600 milligrams daily. Lyrica, 50 milligrams BID. Tizanidine, 4 milligrams HS. And Relistor, 150 milligrams a day. Topamax, 25 milligrams HS. Doxepin, 10 milligrams HS. Synthroid, 50 micrograms a day. And Lasix, 20 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, average built white female was alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign, was just clubbing a peripheral edema. I'm sorry, clubbing but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 125 by 70, pulses 92, respiration 16. Temperature 97.2, weight is 162, saturation 96. HEAD norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus is injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant bed sounds. And no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the heart seems regular, so an S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema and no calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus. With no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, rectal exams deferred. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is chronic dyspnea with reactive airways. Number 2 is mixed hyperlipidemia. Number 3 is hypothyroidism. Number 5 is large hiatal hernia. And gastroesophageal reflux. And number 5, hypothyroidism. Next, number 6 is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan. Patient will get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT scan of the chest. She will also get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, and a thyroid profile. And advice to lose weight and come back for a follow-up for approximately 4 weeks. Oh, can you also add, the patient was given a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, Q, 6-hour PRN. And a follow-up to be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. James McDonnell, MCDONNELL, MD, James McDonnell. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk to D'Souza.